which is page 124, article, and the parasha starts, Ve'ele todos Yitzchak ben Avram, and this is the generations, or the offsprings, of Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoylik des Yitzchak, Avram begat Isaac. This pasuk is a couple different questions. The first Rashi write down, Ve'ele todos Yitzchak, even though it's not mentioned till the end of the parasha, Rashi is clearly bothered. How come it's not mentioned in the parasha? So Rashi writes down, Yaakov and Esav amurim b'parasha. That the children of Isaac are Yaakov and Esav as written in the parasha. So the first question that everybody asks is, what Rashi trying to tell me? What's going on? What is he telling me that Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav is in the parasha? We know ourselves how to read the parasha, and we could see exactly what's written in the end of the parasha. So from Rav Baruch Hapshen they bring down that clearly the question is the Vav. That's written Ve'ele, and this is the births, the generations of Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Yitzchak. And this. So normally we know that when the Torah says Eile, Pasalas Rishonim, tell you a new thing. When Ve'ele makes a connection to the ones before. So basically the question is, what's the connection to the ones before? So before we have the children of Ishmael. So his children Ishmael are all bad. So Ve'ele, and these are the children of Isaac, of Yitzchak, which one of them is bad, Esav is bad, and Yaakov is good. That's what Rashi brings down, that Ve'ele, the word written in the Vav, is Ve'ele, is because Yitzchak and Yaakov, Yitzchak had two children, Yitzchak also had children, a bad child, like Ishmael's children, then, that it's with the, which is Yaakov and Esav, that's written in the parasha. Another interpretation to bring down that Rashi is bothered by the word toldos. If you take a look by Ishmael, pasuk page 122, pasuk 12, which is Perik Chafei, pasuk with base, there it says Ve'ele toldos Ishmael ben Avram. This is the children of Ishmael ben Avram. There the word toldos is written chaser. It's written without any vavs at all. And if you take a look all the way in creation, when Hashem created the world, there it says, "Ele toldos shamayim va'aretz behiv baram." This is the birth, or the creation, or the generations. These are the product of heaven and earth, which is page Arisko, page 10, pasuk dalet, or perik base pasuk dalet. All the way, it says, Ele toldos shamayim va'aretz. There it brings that toldos with male, with both vavs. There is a tav vav and a dalet vav. And by Ishmael it's written toldos without any vavs. And here it's written toldos with a vav. So they ask a question, what's going on? So they explain that all the way by creation, the toldos were completely good and completely perfect. So there they told us there that the creation or the Arabahasko tells the products. So there is completely good. So therefore it's written with both vav. By Ishmael, all his children, all his generations were bad. So therefore it's written without a vav. And here Yitzchak had two children, a good and a bad. So therefore by Yitzchak is written with a vav, with one vav, but you know that it's one good, one bad. But by Ishmael it's completely chaser. They completely had all bad kids, so therefore it's written without vav. So that's a question, if that is true, if that interpretation is true, why by page 192, by Pasuk Lamed Vav, Perik Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk number 1, page 192, Parshas Vayishlach, where there is describing the children of Esav, Ve'ele toldos Esav, there the toldos is written with a vav. So you want to tell me that Esav's children were good? And if they were good, we won't hear anything about them. So obviously they weren't so good. So what's the difference between Ishmael and Esav? So the answer they gave is that by Ishmael, it's written, Ele toldos Ishmael ben Avram. This is the generation of Ishmael, the children of the offspring of Ishmael, son of Avram. So if you mayachas Ishmael, we know the Gemara brings down, that since Ishmael allowed Yitzchak to bury his father, or give cover to Yitzchak to bury his father, so the Gemara brings from there on that Ishmael did tshuva. So Eli told us, Ishmael did tshuva, so Ishmael ben Avram, where you meyaches, where you put the genealogy, or you attach Ishmael to Avram, then his children, when Avram was a tzaddik, Ishmael does tshuva, but his children are evil, so his children is lacking in the toldos, is lacking in the birth. But by Esau, by there it says, Eli told us, Esau avi Edom, so he's there, his children, Esau, it's not meyaches Esau, it's not telling Esau, in regard to anything else, just telling you, this is the children of Esau, the father of Edom. So this talking about complete evil people. So the children were exactly like them. So the word Todos comes telling you that it's the upbringing, like we're going to explain soon from the Klal Yochar, the Klal makes a difference between the word Tald and the word Ben. So when you say the word Talda, means the upbringing. So regarding the upbringing of Ishmael's children, the guy into Avram, because it's also told us Ishmael ben Avram, Ishmael's children were evil, but Ishmael himself was okay, so therefore it's chaser. It's missing from the transmission. He did not give the transmission that you suppose that he got from his father. Ishmael did not give transmission that he got to Avram. He kept it from himself, but didn't transmit it further. But by Esau's transmission was completely clear. His transmission is evil. He himself is evil. So he transmitted completely evil. So his children are male, are exactly like him. But here it's written, told us, if one wolf, so maybe it means to say that he has one good child and one bad child, which is Yitzchak, Yaakov and Esau. It's written in the parsha. The pasuk continues that Avram holid as Yitzchak. So everybody has a question, if it's already written the word Yitzchak ben Avram, automatically I know Avram holy does Yitzchak. If it's written that this is Yitzchak, the son of Avram, I automatically know that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So why do you have to repeat that? So Rashi brings down that after Hashem called Avram, then holy does Yitzchak. After it became Avram, then he gave the child, then it became Yitzchak. Before that, He wasn't able to have children, but after he became Avraham, then he got Yitzchak. That's one. Rashi brings another pshat, because the Letzon Ador, the makers of the generation, were saying, Me'avi Melech Sabra Sora, that they were saying that, look at that, all the 89 years that Sarah was by herself, she didn't have any children. All of a sudden, she goes through the hands of Avimelech, and all of a sudden, that's a normal interpretation that I'm saying. And all of a sudden, she has children. So they were trying to say that from Avimelech, Sarah became pregnant. So therefore, Hashem had to change Sarah and Yitzchak on his later on to prove to everybody that Avraham or the Sarah that Yitzchak's face looked like Abraham, so everybody could testify that Avraham or the Sarah. There's an interesting word from the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid brings a story that he was once collecting money from a collector, and his name is Yitzchak. The wealthy man's name is Yitzchak. And no matter what he tried to tell this guy to give this person to give money, no matter how he tried to plead his case, he wouldn't give it. So in desperation, he tells him, Yitzchak, you better, you know what? If you're not going to give me money, then I'm going to declare that you are a mamzer. So this Rabbi Yitzchak became very upset, says, what's going on? What's the connection between me not giving money and becoming a mamzer? So the Dubna Magid told him that the Gemara in Bava Kama the Tzadik Zion brings down that Avram, he made a matveya. He made a coin that in one side of the coin was the picture of him when he was older and Sarah, and the other side was a picture of Yitzchak and Rivka. So, like this Rashi says, that everybody will realize that Yitzchak is the son of Abraham because he looked exactly like Abraham. So the truth is nobody knows how they look, but if you look at the coin, they'll realize that they are father and son. So that's okay, only if you give out the coin. But if you keep the coin in your pocket, then there is no proof. How can you prove that you are the same? So therefore, the fact that you don't want to give me any money, that's what the Magid's connection means to tell that Yitzchak was a mamzer. He didn't say that this Yitzchak was a mamzer. Otherwise, he's going to proclaim that Yitzchak was a mamzer. Because the only way you could prove is by giving out the coin. But if everybody acts like you, that keeps the coin in his pockets, then you can't tell really who that they look alike. Only could tell you look alike from the coin. So therefore, he was telling him that he was a mamzer. But the question they ask is that it can be pshat like that, because the Gemara brings down that even though a woman cheats on her husband, the child still looks like her husband, because when she's cheating, she's thinking on her husband shouldn't be caught, or she's thinking other ways to tell. Therefore, her thoughts on her husband, the child looks like the person she's thinking of. So the what proof is that it wasn't from Avimelech. So some interpret a little bit differently. Some interpret the Torah is telling you that's the merit of Avraham, or it is Yitzchak, the merit of Avraham, or it is Yitzchak. What does it mean? It means to say that we know the halacha of Sota, the Gemara brings down Sota, that if the Sota comes out clean, then the Machlokes is the Gemara, what the outcome is. One interpretation, Rabbi Akiva says, V'nikseh v'nizri zara, that she'll become clean, and she'll have children. So the Gemara brings down that the Gemara in Sotis of Chavav and Madalev brings down that if she didn't have children, she'll have children now. So everybody was saying that Me'avimelech, you should know that from Avimelech, therefore Nolad Nisabra Sora, because Avimelech took her and there was a problem of Sota, and therefore because Sora's married, not because of Abraham's married, because Sora's married, therefore Sarah became pregnant. Because she went through the process of Sota. Avimelech took her for the night, and it was like a Sota, and therefore she became pregnant. So therefore Hashem had to testify that Avraham, Hoil Daz Yitzchak, that Avraham himself, he had the merit to give Yitzchak. Another interesting interpretation I saw, it's regarding, Baal Turim brings down, and the Gemara actually says the same thing. The Gemara brings down on Pashas Kiseitze, page 1052, the last Pasuk, Pasuk Chav Gimel Pasuk 2, says, Lo Yavoi Pitzua Dako Kroi Shofcho Bikal Hashem. A person with crushed testicles, severed organs should not enter the congregation of Hashem, since he cannot reproduce. And right after it is written, Lo Yavoi Mamzer Bikal Hashem, that a mamzer should not go into the congregation of Hashem. So the Baal Turim brings down the same way as a crush of somebody with a crushed testicles, since he cannot have children, so too mamzer cannot have children. So that's a question. Wait a minute, we do see that he can have children, because we see that by Esav there, we know that Amalek was a mamzer according to Rashi, that Eliphaz had a relationship with Esav's wife, so therefore we see the mamzer is possible. So he explains that the answer they give is by Israel, you can't, is in a moilit. By Israel, only by Goy you can have children, but by Israel in a moilit. So therefore he says, we are told that Yitzchak ben Avram, this is the children of Yitzchak ben Avram, so why you want to tell me, Mavimelech and Sabra Sora, and Yitzchak is a mamzer? Avraham, after he became a Jew, according to the opinion that he becomes a Jew after Bismillah, after he became a Jew, then Oil does Yitzchak, then he had Yitzchak. So therefore that's what it means to say that's proof that since if it was a mamzer, then since he was a Jew he would not have children. But since Avraham, after he became Avraham, after he became a Jew, Oil does Yitzchak, so therefore there is no problem. The question is that how do you know that it maybe he could have children. Maybe a mamzer could have children, and maybe Abraham wasn't considered yet a Jew. So we know that it's written in Gemara, Gemara B'Zohar Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bey is written that normally it should be that somebody who steals, or actually goes on Sochit in the Zoram, somebody stole a pound of wheat and planted them. So minadin would be that it should not give fruit. Now what we say, that the world the world, Hashem lets the world continue the normal world the way it is. But that is only, in other words, the same thing would be that if somebody makes a relationship, a prohibited relationship, that normally Hashem allows the moms to be born. That's the reason moms are born. But there's a problem though. But that is very good if a person is normal. In other words, God normally allows the world to go normally. But here by Sarah we know that God had to make a miracle for her to have a child. God to make a miracle for the world to say it's normal, that we don't say. In other words, God here performs specific a miracle for a mamzer that we all agree that Hashem doesn't do. So therefore, that's a proof of Avraham Oled as Yitzchak. That since Yitzchak was born, and we know that normally if a person commits a sin, normally, according to Gemara, that the world should have stopped. Now Hashem allows the world to work its normal way. So that's okay, to work its normal way. But God, Hashem to make a miracle for the sin, that Hashem wouldn't do. So therefore everybody knew that Avraham Oled as Yitzchak. No interpretation to bring down is because it's written in last week's parsha. I'm sorry, it's written in Parshas Vayera that when Avimelech gave back the Sarah to Avraham after he took her, he says that that give back Pasuk Zion, page 92, Pasuk Zion, that's Perik Chof, Pasuk Zion, says that he will play, that give back the wife. That Hoshev Eshes Oish Kinovi Bispal Batcho. So the Gemara brings down from here we learn that Amispal Batcha Veroi Hu Nerat Chilo. That if somebody prays for somebody else, since he prayed for Avimelech to be able to have children, to have to a star, so therefore we learn that he is answered first. That since Abraham needed that stuff, so therefore he was answered first, that he had first a child. So from that the Tzoni Ador used to say, Me Avimelech, because he prayed for Avimelech, therefore Nisabra Sori, not because he had merits for himself, just because he prayed. Gemara Baba Kama brings down, Rashi brings down, Vashem Poka de Sora, Rashi brings down, that Kama Vakash Chavarachim Chaveroi, Vut Sora Chloise Dorvar, anybody who prays for somebody else, and he needs that thing, Hunanat Chila, he's answered first. So, therefore, she was answered before Avimelech was healed. So, in other words, that Abraham's prayer took fruition before Avimelech was healed. So everybody used to say, Me Avimelech, because of the prayer to Avimelech, therefore, Nisabra Sara, not because if he had his own merit. So therefore, Hashem has to say, no, Avraham, Holy does Yitzchak, Avraham gave Yitzchak. The Satmar Rebbe brings down on the Spizen, on Sukkos, he brings down that he asks a question, first of all, why is Yitzchak called Yitzchak? Yitzchak is kind of left, and we know Yitzchak is Gvura. So how can it be that Yit Gvura is called Yitzchak? So he brings the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Peites on the base, that there brings the Gemara that in the future, Yosid Lavo Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will say to his children, Bonecho Chatuli, your children sin for me. So he comes to Abraham. Abraham says, Yimachul Eman Shmech. Wipe him out. Wipe him out. So Hashem says, oh, let me tell Avram. Avram didn't have Tzar Gidl Bonim. Let me tell Yaakov. Yaakov had a lot of children. He had Tzar Gidl Bonim. He had pains of upbringing his children. Maybe he'll pray. So he goes to Yaakov. He says, Bonecha Chotel. So what does Yaakov answer? Let them be wiped out. So Hashem says, you know, the older people are too old, and the young people don't have Seichel yet. So let me bring Yitzchak, and let Yitzchak see what it says. So he comes to Yitzchak and says, Yitzchak, Bonecha Chato, your children have sinned. So Yitzchak says, wait a minute. You tell me my children, not your children? When they were good, you said, Bnei Bechor Yisrael, all of a sudden they are bad, they sin. You say they're not your children anymore? This is basically the same idea when your kid messes up, and says, go tell your mother, mom, your kid messed up. But when you're proud of him, this is my son. That's the way it works. Hashem said, so that's what Yitzchak answered. All of a sudden, not your children. When they were good, you called them Bnei Bechori, my firstborn. But all of a sudden, they're bad. You're not calling them anymore my children. And then he starts negotiating for Hashem. He says, how long a person live? A person normally lives 70 years. Take away 20, you don't punish. So that's left over 50. Take away 25, that's night. Half of it is night that you can't sin because you're sleeping. So therefore, it's left over 25. So take away half of that. Again, take away 12 and a half, which is the times that people pray or they eat in the bathroom, so they can't totally sin. So it's left over 12 and a half. So again, it starts with 70. 70 minus 20, which is you don't punish on pure person, is 20. So that's 50. 50, half of it is 9, is 25. Half of that is a time the person prays. If he punches all up, prays, goes to the bathroom, and eats. So that's 12 and a half. So he says, so if you tolerate everything, fine. If not, half of me and half of you. And you want to tell me everything is of mine? Well, I already sacrificed myself on top of Mount Sinai. And according to all the Gersa, is I had a bad son and I still love them. And we'll see that's going to be one of the answers that says Kitzayit Befif. That later on we have interpretation also for this medrash. We have an interpretation that Kitzayit Befif, that Yitzchak loved Esav, Kitzayit Befif, because game was in his mouth. According to one interpretation, game was in his mouth. Is the interpretation that Yitzchak's game was in his mouth. Yitzchak wanted to have an excuse in the future to tell Hashem that he should forgive the Jewish people. So the game was in his mouth of Yitzchak. So he says, I love my son even though he was evil. So you too, Hashem, have to love the Jewish people even though they are evil. So, but according to the Satmar Rebbe, which brings down the Vrayoyal on Sukkot, that comes out that you know that this is din, even though Yitzchak is din, but that's din tempered with chesed. So that way it says, Ve'il told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. This is the children of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. You know, but you should know Avraham, chesed, that holy does Yitzchak. Chesed gave birth to Yitzchak, so therefore Yitzchak was able to stand and go so and argue. And with chesed, he was able to twist or to annul din. And that could also be the interpretation that during creation, Hashem saw that if we want to create a world of din, he saw that the world can be din, so therefore he put chesed first. So we see that first, before has to come chesed, so therefore the world should be able to withstand that even though we know the world has din, but the chesed precedes din, so therefore we are able to withstand the din. Another interpretation is that Vele told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Yitzchak was always glorifying himself that he was ben Avraham. And Avraham always was glorifying that he oiled as Yitzchak. That Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak. Each one was glorifying himself. Yitzchak was always glorifying himself that he's the son of Abraham. And Abraham was glorifying himself that he gave birth to Yitzchak. Or, you know how Yitzchak was able to become, Yitzchak told us Yitzchak when Avraham, you know how Yitzchak was able to become an Avraham, because always in his mind he knew that Avraham married as Yitzchak, he knew where it came from, and he tried to emulate, tried to go after where it came from, which is Avraham married as Yitzchak, that came from Avraham, and he's trying to go up in the same position that Avraham was. There is actually a machlokes how old Rivka was when she got married. Rashi has an opinion that Rivka was 3 years old when she got married. Rashi goes the chronology that Yitzchak and Akedah was 37. Because, how do you know he was 37? Because he was 90. Sarah was 90 years old when she had Yitzchak and she died at the time of Akedah, which was when she at the age of 127. So it comes out that Yitzchak was 37 years of Akedah, and right then it's written that Rivka was born. So according to Rashi, Rivka was born when she was Rivka was 3 years old, because it's written here that he married when he was 40. So if Yitzchak is 40 and she was born when he was 37, then it comes out she's 3 years old. And according to Rashi, it's very good how come he waited 20 years, because he waited 9 years to become pregnant, right, to become eligible to become a woman, from 3 to 9 is 12, so she's 12, to have Nisuim, to have real Nisuim. And after that, he waited 10 years, because Allah is that you have to wait 10 years for a woman to have children before you get another wife. So then, exactly, when she was 22, she became pregnant, and 23 she gave birth. So therefore, it works very well. But according to Rabbeinu Bachai, other interpreters say that she was at least 12 years old when she got pregnant. When she got married, I'm sorry, she was still 12 years old when she got married. And they followed that by taking the total life of Rivka when she died, and we know that Rivka lived the same age as Kehaz. So that's working back. That's how we come out to the age of 12. Anyway, you should know there's a machloikas between them, how old she was. And she can rationalize down that she was the daughter, she was a daughter. As Rivka, she was a daughter of Psul Arami from Padna Aram, the sister of Lavan, Loi Leisha for him for a wife. And then, Vayater Yitzchak Vashem, Yitzchak prayed to Hashem, and Noichach Ishtoi opposite his mother. So, Vayater, the Aramaic word for wealth is Atar. Atir Yoimen is a wealth. Well, so Vayater, the Majid brings down, Omra Biochen, the Majid brings down, Omra Biochen learns that from there we learn that Yitzchak prayed for Oisher. Sheshofach Tfilas Boisher, that he actually prayed for Oisher. So, everybody has a question, what's going on? Why does Yitzchak, that person that risks his life, his total being on the Mizbeach, to become a carbon for Hashem, how can we assume that he is the one that is going to go and pray for wealth? So the answer is that Yitzchak knew that the Letzon Ador, that people were laughing, saying that Mavi Melech is Abrasor. The Gemara in Brachos Abzorayim on the base brings down, as Tzadik V'Tavloi. The word brings down to why, so sometimes you see Tzadik, but Tavloi, Tzadik has everything going good for him, and sometimes you see a Tzadik and he has a bad time. So the Gemara says, answer Tzadik, but Tavloi is Tzadik ben Tzadik. A Tzadik, son of a Tzadik, Tzadik ben Tavloi. And Tzadik ben Aloi is Tzadik ben Rosho. One of the answers, the Gemara brings down that Tzadik ben Rosho, so Tzadik doesn't have any, Tzadik is having a hard time, is because his father is a Rosho, so therefore, he doesn't have his merit of his parents. So therefore, he has to go through turbulence in the life, and he has to make his own things. So Yitzchak, all of a sudden, was afraid that if he's not going to get wealthy, people are going to think that he's a Tzadik ben Rasha. And that means, Mavi Melech is Sabra Sora, that his father was a Rasha, that his father is really Avimelech. So therefore, he prayed to Hashem for wealth. So if he prays to Hashem for help, then it'll be Tzadik ben Tavloi. And then everybody will know he's a Tzadik ben Tzadik. So that's the idea that Avimelech asked that's what Yitzchak asked for wealth, so people wouldn't think that he's a tzaddik ben Rasha, because like the Gemara says that therefore he doesn't have any money. No, the idea is that he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. The pasuk continues: Vayeter Yitzchak Hashem, Yitzchak prayed to Hashem, Anochach Ishtoi, opposite his wife, Ki Akorahi, because she is barren. Vayeter Lo Hashem, Hashem answered him. Vata Rivka Ishtoi and Rivka, his wife became pregnant. So Rashi writes down, Anochach Ishtoi opposite his wife, Rashi writes down, which is Gemara in Sanhedrin, that this woman, that Zeomet Bezov Yozim is Paral, Zeomet Bezov Yozim is Paral, that he was in this corner and praying for her, and she was in the other corner praying for him. So all of a sudden, Vayotelo Hashem, Hashem answered him. So Rashi brings a sense, why me Hashem answered him? So Rashi brings the Gemara, Eloi v'loi la, him not her. Why? Sheindoi matfilas tzadik ben Rasha, it's not equal the prayer of a tzadik ben Rasha, litfilas tzadik ben tzadik. The fikach, therefore, Eloi v'loi la. In other words, Rashi is trying to explain, which is basically, that's also Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Yevamas, Dafsad, Samach Dalad, Madalav. So Rashi is trying to explain why Hashem answered him and not her, because it's not equal the prayer of a tzadik ben tzadik to the prayer of a tzaddik ben Rasha. And that's very difficult. In other words, if you have a righteous person, son of a righteous person, and he prays, and you have a righteous person, son of an evil person, he prays, and according to this Rashi, or according to the Gemara, it comes out that the prayer of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, of a completely righteous person, is answered before the prayer of the other person. And that's a very, very, very tough thing to say, because there is a contradiction with it, with a Gemara, and also with the Torah. First I'll give you the Gemara. The Gemara is in Tainus, Daf Hei brings down, the Gemara brings a story, that the Pirkei Rabbi Akiva was praying 24 songs, called out their numbers, Venana, and he was answered. He was praying, it was a famine, and he was praying for rain, Rabbi Akiva went in front of the tzibur and asked, and he was answered. And Rabbi Elazar, he prayed, and he wasn't answered. So the Gemara writes down, don't think it's Rabbi Gosh, the reason is because Rabbi Akiva is gadol, is greater from Rabbi Elazar. No, that Rabbi Akiva was Mavir Amidoysov, was Mavir Amidoysov means that he was subjugating, was never angry. So everybody asks a question, wait a minute, Rabbi Elazar wasn't Mavir Amidoysov? You want to say that Rabbi Elazar was, Rabbi Elazar wasn't the same level as Rabbi Akiva, that was Mavir Amidoysov? So the answer is that the Mashal actually asks this question, and the Mashal answers no, that Rabbi Akiva was Ben Gerim, so therefore, the fact that he was Ben Gerim, he had to go underneath more. In other words, he was always more humble than everybody else because he was Ben Gerim. So that's what it means, Mavir Amidoysov. So therefore we see that Rabbi Akiva, because he was Ben Gerim, or he didn't have the, he was a Tzaddik Ben Rasha. So I don't know if necessarily means Ben Rasha, that the father was a Rasha, but down the line there was a Rasha, which Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik means, maybe doesn't mean literally Ben Tzaddik, the son of a Tzaddik, but down the line there was a Rasha. So therefore he was answered first, before Rabbi Elazar, which was a Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. And not only that, the Tor, Simen Nun Gimel, Rechaim Simen Nun Gimel, brings down that in the name of Rosh, that there is no Maile by Shlech Tzibur Yichus, and not only that, that if you have a Shlech Tzibur from Mishpacha Bezuya, who doesn't have any Zichus, but is a Tzaddik, and is a Tzaddik, it's better to bring him, better to bring him from people that are from, that became Baal Tshuva, that are Tzaddik Ben Rasha, that became Baal Tshuva, that came back to Judaism, is better to bring him than somebody who was a Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik, who comes from a family that has Yichas, and is a Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. So there's a question, where is a contradiction? According to this comes out a contradiction. Now the Gemara says clearly, the Rosh brings this down, but the Gemara says clearly that Loi Ve'Elo, She'ein Adoim, a Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik, a Tzaddik Ben Rasha. That there is not equal the Tfilas Tzaddik from a Tzaddik to the Tfilas Tzaddik Ben Rasha. So therefore, there's a couple different answers. One answer is done by the Marshal, that depending what kind of tefillah you're doing. If you're doing a tefillah for tzibur, right, then it's better to have a tefillah tzaddik ben rosh, because Hashem, since he's asking for the tzibur, he's not asking for his personal stuff, so the tzibur have anyways who's a voice. So therefore, that fact that he's broken, this person is broken, and this person did tshuva, that this person was able to overcome, that's better. But if he's asking for himself, then it's different, because a lot of times himself, you don't have your own merits, even though you're a tzaddik, but your merits himself don't count. But if you have merits of your forefathers, it does count. Like the Gemara brings down the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, even though he did a lot of good things. So he asked Hashem, and he was sick, he asked Hashem, please answer me, because I did all these good things. And Hashem answered him, I'm healing you, not because of you, because of David. So even though he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik, Hashem tells clearly that I'm only answering you because of the yichas that you have from David, not my own yichas. So a lot of times when you ask for something for yourself, it's differently. So that's what the Mashal wants to bring. But most people disagree and say quite opposite, that automatically, that somebody who is a Baal Tshuva, somebody who is broken, who is a Tzaddik Ben Rasha, he should get more merit. So therefore the answer that this Pshat in this Pasuk is much differently than you think. Pshat in this Pasuk is that was going on like this. He was praying for her, like we mentioned before, and she was praying for him. So Hashem answered him because she was praying for him. In other words, she was praying that he should have children, and he was praying that she should have children. So it's written that Hashem answered him. What does it mean, him? Because she was praying for him, therefore Hashem answered him. Because in a dom a tzaddik ben tzaddik, because it's not equal the prayer from tzaddik ben tzaddik to tzaddik ben rasha. And she was a tzaddik ben rasha, and she was praying, therefore Hashem answered him and saved him. So v'yatel Hashem answered him, Hashem saved him. Why? Because it's not equal a prayer tzaddik ben tzaddik to tzaddik ben rasha. So that means quite the opposite, that since she was praying for him, therefore Hashem answered her, and he was answered. The next pasuk says, "Vayisroitzu to abonim bekirba," and the children agitated within her. Rashi brings down the Gemara. Vayisroitzu. Rashi brings down that what does it mean? Roitzu means they were fighting or they were running. So Rashi brings down that when she was walking around the Pesach with the Pesach Torah, the Pesach besmedesh from Shem Ve'Ever, at that time Yaakov wanted to go out. When she was going out of Pesach Avodah Zarah, then Esav wanted to get out. So here is a very important question. It's a little contradiction because the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis brings down a machlokes where Tenunis in and Rabbi and Tenunis was according to everybody was Marcus Aurelius, which he converted quietly to Judaism. This whole story how he converted. The machlokes is when the Meimosai Yetzirah showed bottom. Is it when does Yetzirah go from the Yetzirah? Is in a person. Is it from the time of Yetzirah, from the time of creation, or from the time where he goes out? So a rabbit says it was from the time of creation. So Antonus says, if that's so, he's going to kick his mother and die. So therefore you say that it must be from the time of coming out. That when actually birth, that's when the Yetzirah goes in into the mother. And the Gemara continues, the Omar Rebbe says, "Dovar ze lamdeni antenunis." These things antenunis taught me. Umikra mesayaso, and he has a pasuk and he admits, because the name of the pasuk is down. Pesachatos revis by the opening. That's by the opening when time of birth. That's when the Yetzirah jumps. So according to this, a very important question. So how can we say that there was a going on that Esav wanted to go out, that he wanted to leave? If we say in the house of the Zohar, in the house of the Zohar, he wants to leave, when the Yetzirah only comes into a person when he is completely born. So the answer to answer this is brought down that Sefer Be'esheva is brought down that there must be two different Yetzirahs, because there's another question. The Gemara is down in the needed of Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down that a malach comes, a famous Gemara, before a child is born, a malach comes and learns with him the whole Torah. So when a person is born, the malach knocks on the forehead and he forgets everything. So obviously, you see from there, that even though inside the womb must be that we have seichel, there is some kind, two kinds of actions. One must be a yetzirah, that machshavi of machshava, and the other one must be a yetzirah of masa, of doing, that when you in mother's womb, you must have a yetzirah of machshava. Therefore, the angel needs to teach you all the whole Torah. When you come out, all of a sudden, you have a different yetzirah. That yetzirah is forgotten, it's gone, and now you have a different yetzirah of masa. That you must explain. And also ask a question: what's going on? I don't understand. If the idea is why did Yaakov Avinu, if it was a Bishloimer, Yaakov Avinu couldn't go out because he had Esav. Esav was the first one at the door. He wouldn't let him go out. But Esav, as soon as he saw the Zohar, he wanted to run out. It's written that he rots. Vayisroitzu from the language rots, that he wanted to go run out. How come Esav didn't run out? Let him run out. And the other answer they ask, the other question they ask, so the answer they give on that one is that as long as you could, if you're Esav, as long as you could block the Yaakov's learning inside the womb, you learn the whole time. So as long as you could block Yaakov's learning, you want to stay there inside. That's the idea of Esav, that we know inside you learn Torah, and Yaakov is learning Torah, even though there's a void of Zohar, but if you could really block Yaakov's learning, you just want to run, but you actually stay inside because you want to block off Yaakov's learning. Another question to ask is, now we mentioned the Gemara in Nida, Daf Lamed, that you learn the whole Torah inside the womb. So how come Yaakov Avinu wanted to go outside? So the simple answer is that since Yaakov knew that the whole reason for learning is not just learning for learning's sake, is to come to do. So he was rushing that he wanted actually to do it himself, to run to Beis HaMikdash, actually do the mitzvahs himself. Therefore he wanted to rush out. But or another interpretation is that if you have a chavrusa like Esav, if you have to stay in the womb and you have a chavrusa, you have to learn together with Esav, then you just have to run out. You really can't work that way. So even though you're learning the whole Torah, but you have a partner like Esav, you're required to run out. So after fighting Batomer, she says, "Im ken, if that is so, lomo ze anoichi, why am I asking for children? So Rashi says, why do I ask for children? But Tilch, she went, lead us Hashem to ask Hashem. I saw the numerical value of Zeh is 12, so if having children so much, why do I require to have 12? So therefore was decreed that she's not going to have, she's supposed to be the progenitor of the 12 tribes. But since she complained, therefore she lost the merit to have the 12 tribes. Pardasasa brings down, interesting word, brings down that the Gemara in Soita brings down, Soita Dafyut Beis, brings down that righteous women were not included in the decree of Chava to having tzar later, to having pain when they were born. So she says, from the fact that I have pain, that shows that I'm not a tzaddikus. And the Gemara Raizon Yivomas of Samach Dal brings down that why does Hashem make Niplama Oyo Vesena Kurim, why does Hashem make our forefathers barren? Nipasha Koshbokam is Sabbath Philos Tzaddikim, because Hashem desires the prayers of Tzaddikim. So that's why Rivka couldn't understand the contradiction. If I'm tzaddikus, I'm not supposed to have. If the reason that I didn't have children is because I'm tzaddikus until now, then I'm not supposed to have any pain. So the fact that I have a pain, that means I'm not tzaddikus. If I'm not tzaddikus, then why did Hashem made me barren until now? So that's what she didn't understand. What's going on with me? What am I? That's not so. Some explain that Lomos Yanoichi goes about 10 commandments. That then comment with if the child is going to be, she didn't know there was two children, if it's going to be one child that goes sometimes to good, sometimes to bad, how am I going to keep the Noich Hashem Elokecho, Mam Yogad, the Ten Commandments, which the whole Torah encompasses in the Ten Commandments? How am I be able to keep the Torah? How is my child going to be able to keep the Torah if that is the way it works? So Rashi writes down, "Vatelech lidus Hashem." Rashi writes down, she went lidus Hashem to besmet Hashem veiver, and she went to ask lidroish as Hashem sheyaget lo Hashem should tell her mashtei besefe what's going to be at her hand. So they explain that she realized maybe that since the child is good and child is bad, maybe that's an idea that this child is going to be sometimes a tzaddik or going to be a rasha. So she didn't know what comes first. She didn't know if the guy is going to be righteous first and then he's going to mess up, and through messing up he's going to forget all the Torah all the goodness that was given because of the mess up that causes the name to be damaged, or it's going to be like a lot of people that in the beginning they mess up, but this in the end they do tshuva, so therefore they rectify everything they did bad, that through the end of the times, even though it's not the perfect time to do tshuva, but even though finally the child realized the tshuva, so that it will be worth it. So then she asked Hashem, what's going to be the end? How is it going to work? Is it first going to be a tzaddik, then a rasha? Or is it going to be first a rasha and then a tzaddik? She thought it was the same person, so therefore she went to ask, what's going to be at the end? So regarding what's going to be the end, she'll be able to know how she could behave to the child. So she went to ask, and all of a sudden they told her there's going to be two twins. So she answered them. Hashem answered the Shnei Gem Bevitnech. You have two nations into your two regimes, two nations into your womb. And Geim is written, it's not in Goyim, it's written Geim, Gimel Yut Yut Mem. So Rashi writes down Geim Ksiv. So Eilu and Tenunis Verabe, these are very, very, very lofty people. This in Tenunis Verabe, Shleposak Mel Shluchonam, that wasn't missing from the table, Loitz Noin, not radish, Velechazeres, and not lettuce. Not in the winter, not in the summer. So the question they ask, what's going on here? Very good that it was missing in the table all these good things, but what's going on here? What is the message? What's going on here? So I saw an interesting thing that Hashem was telling her, you know what? Even though Esav is going to be a bad child, don't think that you should try to kill him, because out of Esav is going to come on to Nunis, which eventually we mentioned before, Antonunis is a guy, is Marcus Aurelius, which was a Caesar, which eventually converts, according to the Umar, converts, and he actually learns with Rabbi, and is good to the Jews. So true that from him is not going to come out anything good, from Esav is not good, but you never know, Esav in the future could have something that comes out good. And that's the two examples the Umar brings down, before in the Yudum Adal, the Gemara brings down that in Tanuz was complaining that people are that people are troubling me, so he gave him Tznon, that he took out Tznon, that every day Tznon becomes red. Tznon is a reddish that is collected every day, collect one. So he was trying to hint him that you should kill them one by one, don't try to kill them all together. So that's Tznon. That the same thing, that if you have children, eventually bad children, you should kill the bad ones, but don't kill them all together, because the youth are tough. And then it's the Gemara, a story that he had a daughter that did something bad to him. So Rabbi sent her back a chasa, which is letters, which is normally is chazeres, it's the letters. So it's called chasa to let you know from the language that we should shesh lachus olav, that you should have pity on her. That you never know, that on your own children you have to have pity, you never know, maybe sometimes it will come back a good child. You know, the Chavos Lavovos brings down one of the reasons that we see a lot of times that you see an evil person prospers. A lot of times he prospers because he has to have the money, he is eventually going to have a good child, and therefore he needs to have the money he saved for the good child, that Hashem decreed that the good child will have something in the future. And also that's the reason the Gemara brings down that a person should not remove inheritance from an evil child to a good child, because you never know, the evil child could eventually have a grandchild or great-grandchild that's a tzaddik, and that money that's supposed to come to him through his father, and all of a sudden is gone. So we don't know Hashem's cheshbonos. So therefore we have to do what we can. And what Hashem has to do, Hashem is going to do. So he says the two nations will separate from your stomach, uloim uloim yemoitz, and one nation will become stronger, one regime will go from the other regime. Berav Yevetzoyer, and the older one will serve the younger one. So it's written, Vimro Yemeo led us, and by the way, she never tells Yitzchak anything about it. So the Mephoshim bring down that she was afraid, either she was afraid that Yitzchak will blame her for having a bad child, so therefore he didn't tell her. And then it's written down that the first, by Yitzchak, the first child came out, Admoini read, Kuloi Kaderesayer, completely, like a hairy mantle. Veikrushma Esav, they called him Esav. So the Baal Turim brings down something very interesting. The Baal Turim brings down that Esav begimatria Shalem. Esav, the Merkav value of Esav is 376, and the Merkav value of Shalem is also 376. So Baal Turim brings down Shilemol Shmoya Machiv as Kolayam. If not for his name, he would have destroyed the whole world. So I try to explain this. That's very interesting. That also is brought down, which I mentioned before, that in creation there is no letter Samach until Vayizgar Hashem Ba'adoi, until Hashem closed. I'm sorry, Vayizgar Basa Tachteo, until Hashem closed off, created Chava. That's the first time the Samach comes down, and the Zohar brings down that as soon as Chava was born, the Sitre Achre, the evil incarnation, was born. So they ask a question, what's going on? We know the Zohar himself says that women are supposed to be the best of creation. So how can we say that as soon as women is created, that the Sitra Achra is created? So they explain that the whole world is balanced. The whole world is balanced. And God creates the world in a way that you should have the same amount of temptation. Every level you have to have the same amount of temptation for good as you have for bad, and you have to use your knowledge to go for the good. So otherwise you'd never bechir. If Hashem would put more good powers in the world, more goodness in the world, you would automatically choose the goodness, and you would never bechir for, you would never have free will for bad. So Hashem has to create a balance of for your free will. You have to have good and evil in balance. So all of a sudden Chava was created. Chava was such a goodness of the world was created. Automatically man was going to lose his free will, because he has such a holiness, he received such a gift of holiness, that to Chava was his gift of holiness. So Hashem, to counterbalance that, had to create the Sitrach, had to create Satan to counterbalance the evil, the good inclination of having a wife. So the same thing they explain here, that this idea too, that as soon as Esav was created, such a source of evil came to the world. So Hashem, to counterbalance that, to have Shalom, to counterbalance it. And coincidentally also by Chometz, the Chasam Sofer brings down that the numerical value of Chometz, Ches, Mem, Tzadik, is Shabbos. That as soon as the counteract for Chometz is Shabbos. In other words, the counteract for Chometz, which is considered Yetzar, Sar, Shabbos, Yisra, Chometz, like all the Mefashim make down, that's haughtiness, that makes lofty. So the counteraction for that is Shabbos. And through Shabbos, through keeping your Shabbos, you could counteract a little bit your Yetzer Hara, and you could control a little bit and try to keep it in check. Also interesting in the word Tumim, Venus Semim Bevitna, normally it should be written Teumim. Teumim is written normally Tov Aleph, where it says it was twins in her belly, in her stomach. Normally it should be written the word Teumim, so it's missing from this letter Aleph, which is Teo. And then Ayut from Mim, between the Mem and the Mem is written Ayut. So the numerical value is 11. So the Baal Tum brings down that because of what she says, Lama Zenochit, she was missing eventually 11 children. That she only had one good child. So she was to be able to put, she was missing to make the other 11 Shvatim. She couldn't make the Shvatim. And see the next Pasuk, Bachachachen, after that, Yatzahachiv came out his brother. The Yod Yochezes in his hand is holding Ba'akav Esav, in the hill of Esav, Ve'ikra Shmo Yaakov, he calls him Yaakov, Ve'itzchok ben Shishimshon, Yitzchok is 6 years, below the Seisim, when he gives birth to them. So, Ba'achachen, Ba'atul Mikzah, Ba'achachen, the marker value of the word Chain is 70. So, it means to say that the 70 nations, Ba'achachen Yatzachov, that 70 nations are besides Yaakov. And the idea of Yod Ochez Bakav Esav, according to Mefarshim bring down, that to let you know, Esav, that not just to prove, like before, the continuity, that one hand gets up, the other one falls. The idea is that Yaakov, even though Yaakov is going to be completely involved in learning, he still has holding on a little bit of Esav, that he has to take care a little bit of Olam Hazeh, he has to have a little money, he has to go to work and make money to be able to sustain himself, is not completely, not to be completely involved in holiness, or also the idea that he could still get around, even though don't think that he's a batlan, that since he's only learning, he doesn't know the way of the world. No, his hand is still holding in the heel of Esav, and therefore he called him Yaakov. And here we see the birth of our forefather, our Yaakov is the one that has 12 righteous children, and Hashem should help that, like I mentioned before, that all the brachas that Yaakov get, all the v'itan lecho, we should get from the fat of the land, mital shamayim, from the dew of heaven, from fat of the land. And even though this conditional law is keeping the Torah, but Hashem sees that Esav is in such a terrible shape, that Hashem should give us, we merit it, regardless, and Hashem should help, shouldn't be any more trouble, the Jewish people, and Moshiach Tzidkenu should come, and Herab Yameinu, Amen.